She's a small wonder.
I'd like you both to meet Vicky.
A child unlike other girls.
And that's a real kid, right?
No, it's a robot.
Made of plastic. Microchips here and there.
You're my voice input child identicant. V-I-C-I, I pronounce it Vicky.
Hey everyone, Angela Bowen here, the host of She's a Small Wonder, a Small Wonder podcast. Well, today I'm covering a much better episode than the last episode. The last episode was just D-grade shit. This episode is Here Today, Gone Tomorrow from January 16th, 1988. In this episode, Vicky gives a bank computer data that Ted is dead. How in the flying fuck does she have... We just went on a bank job like two episodes ago. So how in the flying fuck... I mean, it's not... We're not in the time of the damn internet. So I don't know. My guess is clearly it's a misunderstanding. And she just puts in that Ted is dead. You know, that's going to create problems for Joan, I'm sure. Like, oh, the electric bill's in your husband's name? Well, we gotta turn the power off because, you know, he's dead, so. Alright, this episode's got a 7.6 out of 10 based on 18 ratings. Looking at the cast list, oh my gosh, for a split second, I swear I thought I was looking at... This person played... And Bonnie Brindle! Is this her last episode of the show? It might be. We got, oh god, Brandon again, god damn it, fuck, did we not get an episode where he's not in an episode? Alright, Helen Page Camp as banker. I thought I was looking at, what has this lady been in? I could have, she was in the Wonder Years? Opa Arnold, who the hell is that? And I covered that show, so... Oh, I wonder if she was in that episode, with Who's Aunt Rose? Yes. Okay. Got it. Gotcha. I don't know why the fuck I thought that was the lady who played, Alice on Brady Bunch. Like, no, that's not her. Gary Hollis's mailman. Yeah, this may be Edie McClurg as Bonnie Brindle's final episode. Let's see here. Going back down the cast list. She has been in so many things. Oh my goodness. Still 90s. Scrolling through her resume. There's so much stuff here. She was in an episode of The Smurfs. Yeah, she was in, oh, Mr. Belvedere, yep, let's see here, sorry guys, oh, okay, so, going to season 3, yep, episode 14, that is her final episode on the show, because by that time she was already on Hogan Family as Mrs. Poole. Alright, let's see. There's probably not going to be any trivia, because what the hell would there be? There's never any trivia for these episodes. There's never any user reviews. So, Selig, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his name, Selig Frank directed this episode. We got Stephen Langford writing this episode, along with the creator Howard Leeds and Warren S. Murray. Yeah, there's never trivia. There's never user reviews either. So, without further ado, let's jump right into Here Today, Gone Tomorrow. Okay, wow. Well, we definitely have advancements here that he is able to pay bills via the computer. He's having Vicky input that information into one computer, and he was gonna hit, like, okay, you know this computer here that you're working at? Now you're gonna put everything that you're putting on here onto the next computer. And he says, of course he uses the word punch it in. And of course she puts her fist through the screen of the other computer. It's like, way to go. So, Jamie's hanging around the mailbox, who knows why. And Joan comes out looking like, hey, where's Jamie? I got an errand for him. Like, he's hanging around the mailbox. I'd be like, why? Is this one of these things where he sends away for something that literally takes 6 to 8 weeks, so like a month and a half to 2 months tops? Why was the mail so fucking slow back then like that? I don't get, when you send something, why does it literally take 2 fucking months to get something to a place and then sent back to you? What the hell was going on then in the 90s that mail couldn't get to us faster?
Now that you know how to use this computer, I'm going to teach you how to use this one. Now, it works the exact same way. You just take the data and you punch it in.
Punch it in?
Yeah.
Okay, where's Jamie? I need him to run an errand for me.
Oh, I think he's out at the mailbox.
But what happened to your computer?
Little misunderstanding, and I've got a big mouth.
What have you got Vicky doing now?
Oh, she's paying our bills.
Paying our bills?
I got this computer hooked up with the bank's computer. So now we can pay all of our bills and credit card charges right here.
Really? Well, I got our first assignment right here.
What are those?
Our department store bill, our phone bill, and our mortgage payment. I found them behind the dresser while I was vacuuming.
Joni, these were supposed to be paid last month, huh? I better get these paid right away. I mean, if they cut off my credit, I am dead. And I'm talking Stiff City, huh? Here, Vicky, do your thing with these and bring them to the kitchen.
Oh, shit.
Do my thing. Well, since Jamie's not here, you can go to the store for me.
Aw, oh, honey, do I have to?
Stop complaining. I'll give you a quarter for bubblegum and baseball cards.
Boy, oh, boy, boy.
What, a quarter?
Name, Ted Lawson. Account number 633-6993. Status, cut off credit.
Oh,
dead.
Shit!
I finally got my package.
What
it's
is
gonna make me rich?
Bullshit.
What's gonna make you rich?
Selling Christmas tree seeds. I'm gonna be on Lifestyles of the Short and Famous. How much do the seeds cost you? Only $29.95.
Oh, only what the hell, Jamie?
Jamie, you were taken. It's a gimmick.
No, it's not, Dad. Look what comes with it to help you sell.
Ugh.
A face like this.
A lot of people, everybody.
Look what else comes with it. Two costumes.
What, no reindeer and a pooper scooper?
Oh, Vicky, go see who's at the door, please. See who's at the door. There's also a whole sales pitch. Hello, sir and or madam.
That... How in the flying fuck? I mean, if Ferris Bueller can get into hacking into the school's computer and erase his absence days, I guess that Ted Lawson can hook up to the bank's computer and just pay his bills through the bank, which is what a handful of Americans do today. That's how I do it. I you know, you got the stuff set up through the bank. A lot of it is just automated. I mean, most of the time, I mean, who's putting a bill in the mail to pay? You're usually just doing it either on the website or through the bank. So this guy was way the fuck ahead of his time by like 25, 30 some years ahead of his time. So she found, while she was vacuuming, she found the mortgage bill, the credit card bill, the department store bill, or the phone bill, all behind the dresser. And he's like, honey, these were supposed to be paid last month. You missed out on your, how do you still have that house? Do you think, like, as soon as you miss one fucking payment, they're going to be putting a for sale sign in front of your fucking house? So he has, yeah, and he's like, if they cut off my credit, I'm dead, as in stiff. So, yep, that's what she puts in there. Cut off credit, he's dead, with an exclamation point. Oh, Vicky. Jamie sent away, well, Yeah, Joan is like, was going to have Jamie run the errand, go to the market, get some stuff. But it's like, nope, Ted, he's not here. It's your turn now. And I'll give you a quarter for bubblegum and baseball cards. Jamie spent basically $30 on Christmas tree seeds, and it includes a Santa beard. So this is January. Why the fuck are we caring about Christmas in January? No fucking way are we caring. Christmas is over. We're moving on to Valentine's Day, St. Paddy's Day, and Easter at this point. We are not thinking about Christmas. Not to mention, it's like, kid, well, I get it. It takes time for Christmas trees to grow. Who the hell are you selling that shit to? $30, which was a lot in the 80s. You could do a lot with $30, I'm sure. But, even Ted's like, honey, dude, you've been had. You got fucked over, man. Because he's like, no, it comes with a beard, a Santa suit, and another outfit, which is like a Christmas tree. So it's like Corey Feldman in the Gremlins movie. It's dressed as a Christmas tree. So it's like, that's just, yeah, it's like Homer when he bought shares in pumpkins and he didn't sell them before Halloween, and then he ends up having to take a loan from Patty and Selma because he can't pay his mortgage. So there is a ring at the doorbell. Of course it's Harriet. Why the fuck is she there? Usually she comes in the back way. Why? Do they just mix it up once in a while? Like, sometimes she comes in the front door, a lot of times she comes in the back door, so on and so forth. Why the fuck is she there? So Vicky, of course, is too short to be able to see through the people. I'm the same way. I can't see through ours. And she has to, like, periscope her head up to look through it. So, let's see.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Harriet.
Would you please tell your dad that my dad wants to borrow a suitcase? He has to go on a business trip and it's too cheap to buy one.
Well, no.
I'll tell him. My mom's not going with him. My dad told her the climate where he's going wouldn't be so good for her. She said when he got back, climate wouldn't be so good for him either. And then she threw a piece of toast at him. Unfortunately, it was still in the toaster. A raisin went up his nose. Are your folks having any problems?
Yes, they didn't pay their bills.
What's the matter?
Dad broke?
No, he's dead.
I'm talking Stiff City.
Oh, no. I better go tell my folks. You poor thing, Vicky. You should be crying. Okay?
We will, Sprinklers. It's Harriet. She's asking if her dad can borrow a suitcase because he's too much of a fucking cheapo to buy one himself. He's going to a place where the climate won't be good for Bonnie, and she throws the toaster at his face, and a raisin went up his nose. Yeah, every time that Vicky is trying to close the fucking door, Harriet keeps opening it. It's like, oh yeah, do you have problems with your folks? He's like, yeah, my dad is dead. And just jaw on the ground. Harriet can't believe it. Oh, you should be crying. And of course, Vicky's like, sprinkler tears start popping out. Oh my goodness. So now we get back and Ted is doing something. He's laying on the couch. He's got two throw pillows propped up so he can have it looks like a legal pad or something, like leaning against it. Another way that he was also ahead of his time, we now have things that are built for setting our tablets on our stomachs so we can lay down and read them and fun stuff like that.
Hi.
Hiya. Are you okay?
Oh yeah, I was just relaxing. I worked out at the gym.
Oh, I'm not okay. I couldn't be madder.
What's the matter?
I went shopping.
Do you see me carrying any packages?
Are you mad because you didn't get to spend any money?
Well, I couldn't spend any money. When I gave the department store a credit card, they cut it in half.
What the hell?
What?
Yeah, the man at the bank said that our credit was cut off.
You're kidding.
Honey, it was so embarrassing. There was this little kid behind me in line that kept yelling, Mommy, Mommy, the lady's a deadbeat.
Well, honey, I can't take care of it on Saturday. I'll take care of it first thing Monday morning.
Vicky's a treat. Oh, adorable. You got any advice for us?
Vicky, watch out for dogs.
I mean advice about selling our seeds. Well, just be charming, honey. You've got a nice smile. Use it. And if somebody gives you a bad time, don't let it bother you. Just turn the other cheek. Gotcha. Come on, Vicky. Well, good luck.
Go get them.
They're so cute.
Yeah, I hope they find a couple of suckers.
So, why in the flying fuck would they cut up her credit card just because she can't... Her credit... Why are they paying with a credit card for their fucking groceries anyway? I don't get that either. It's like, you should have some money from your paychecks left that you can afford to get groceries without putting every fucking thing on a credit card. Oh my gosh. Yeah, she was embarrassed. It's like, yeah, I went down there to get groceries, and unfortunately, do you see any fucking bags with me? No. Because they cut off our credit at the bank. I couldn't get groceries. Because she must have, like, after the grocery store, went to the bank, decided, like, what the fuck's going on? And they say, you have no credit. I'd be like, okay, I need more information than that. Didn't they? They would have said, oh, due to your husband being dead. Well, wait a minute. Well, wait a sec. She's inputting that shit. Can't they see, like, oh, this says here. It's like, you can't, I mean... I don't know if they could see, like, oh, well, I don't remember putting this in or something, so I don't know how it got, but they just take it as, okay, cutting off the credit, can't pay your bills now, you're deadbeat, apparently, according to the kid in line behind Joan. What a piece of shit. So, Jamie comes out dressed as Santa, Vicky's a tree, they're ready to shyster people for Christmas seeds. Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, he's like, hey, you got any advice for us? And Ted's like, good luck. I don't know. Just be yourselves. It'll be fine. Oh, Vicky, watch out for dogs because you're dressed like a tree. So the doorbell rings, and of course, we get to hear Jamie's pitch for selling Christmas trees. Guarantee no one's buying that shit. How much is he selling it for? No one's thinking about Christmas in January. I'm telling you, they're not. Everything for Christmas is like 80% off at this point. Because no one cares. They're thinking of Valentine's Day and Easter.
Hello, sir. And/or ma'am. It's Christmas time. Would you like to
I think they found their first suckers.
Whose husband has just kicked the bucket. I mean, passed on.
It's terrible. What a tragedy. I stole all my best ideas from him.
How can you think of yourself at a time like this? Do I look all right?
Oh, jeez.
Joan must be a basket case.
She's fine. Why are you here?
Harriet told us what happened today.
About what?
Really? How did she find out?
Vicky told her.
Oh. Well, I found out at the department store and I got really upset. No big deal. Life goes on. The woman is in shock. It's better than finding out at the gas station. I couldn't have gotten my gas.
Oh, you brave girl. want you to know we are your friends and you can call on us for anything.
I don't like to bother you.
Oh, it's no bother. No, 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 no.
You can call
us anytime, except Wednesday. That's my bowling night.
Thursday night, of course, is the Caribou Lodge. I am the head antler.
Who cares?
You just keep your chins up, honey.
Chins?
Oh, wait a minute. I thought that Vicky told me that she wanted to borrow Ted's suitcase.
Right. Gee, I guess now I could take his golf clubs, too. I'll get the suitcase later.
Well, you can get it right now if you want. I mean, it's right there in the hall closet.
Well, all right. Thanks.
Oh, this whole incident sure threw a crimp in my day. I was supposed to have a fun lunch with some girlfriends.
He's laying there, he thinks he's dead.
Well, what's the matter with you? You look like you saw a ghost. Who's in there?
On the couch.
No, he's sleeping.
Boys, he's sleeping.
Well, how long has he been in there?
Oh, a few hours.
Oh, I hope you have your air conditioning at all full.
Why did I do that?
I'll get the suitcase later. Come on, boy.
Tony, you keep a stiff upper lip. Just like Ted.
So they don't even get through the whole spiel of the Christmas seeds, Christmas tree seeds, and Ted just gives them money. Like, here you go. Goodbye. Bonnie and Brandon are all like, oh my gosh, what do you say to a woman whose husband just died and this and that and the other? And then they come in and, of course, Joan is like, yeah, well, because they say that Harriet told, or Vicky told Harriet. And she's like, oh yeah, I found out at the supermarket. Good thing I didn't find out at the gas station, otherwise I wouldn't have had gas for my car. And they're just misunderstanding, like, what they're thinking, like, oh yeah, it's not a big deal, life goes on, my husband's dead. She didn't say that because she doesn't know that they're thinking of something else. So, Joan's like, oh yeah, Harriet said something about you wanting to borrow Ted's suitcase? And then Brandon's all like, yeah, also I guess I could borrow his golf clubs too. But I'll get them later. And she's like, no, it's in the hall closet, go grab the suitcase. So he goes in there, Ted has got his arm, she's like stretched out against the against the couch. And just laying there, and Brandon freaks out. Like, oh my gosh, Ted's in there! They think he's just, you know, dead. It's like, no, he's asleep. And Bonnie's like, well, how long's he been in there? Like, a few hours. Like, what the fuck are you... So they decide to get the hell out of there. Good riddance. And she's just... Joan's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but you people are more nuts than you usually are. Alright, honestly, from what I'm seeing in the next scene, looks like Ted's gonna go to the bank and hopefully get this thing straightened out. Are you gonna admit that, like, you basically hacked into the bank's computer and are paying your bills? I mean, wouldn't that be something eventually that would come up as a red flag? Or just maybe at that time in the 80s, they just didn't notice that shit? Like, oh, they're paying their bills, good for them. But it just feels like Ted is so... It's almost like he took a time machine to the future and found out, wow, I can pay my bills online through my bank? No way! And took that information and utilized it to how he could work that in his own time period in the 80s or some shit, because that is fucking wow, just wow. But then again, like I said, if Ferris Bueller can hack into a school's computer and make it so his attendance absences are basically down to zero, I mean, then Ted can pay his bills through the bank's computer. And now I have to worry about sending out stamps and shit like that. It's just, wow, he was ahead of his time. He was ahead of his time.
Excuse me, are you the bank card credit manager?
That's right.
You got a minute?
A minute, yes. What can I do for you?
Well, I seem to have this little problem. I thought maybe you could help me out. Here's the credit card number.
Well, let's see what the computer has to say.
Can I ask for his ID or anything?
Ah, here we are. Ted Lawson. Well, as far as I can see, the account is just fine.
Oh, great. Then the credit hasn't been cut off.
No. Mr. Lawson's been cut off. He's dead.
Dead? How is that possible?
Because the computer says he's dead.
Well, the computer is wrong. He is not dead. But I'll tell you what he is angry.
I'd be angry too if I was dead.
I tell you, Ted Lawson is alive and breathing.
I'm standing right here.
See? Alive.
Okay.
I don't care who you are, but the computer says Ted Lawson is deceased. And once it's in the computer, there is nothing I can do about it.
That is the stupidest thing I ever heard. I mean, how am I supposed to eat and shop and pay my bills?
All right. Fill out this form.
Well, thank goodness I finally got through to you. What is this?
If you'll have your doctor sign it and send it back, I can issue a new credit card to the loved ones you've left behind. Your minute is up.
Okay, wow. Interesting how, because he just hands his credit card number over to this woman at the bank. Because he didn't bring in the cut-up credit card. I guess they didn't give that back to Joan at the supermarket. She didn't ask for any ID. Like, hey, do you have your driver's license? Because he's saying, I'm Ted Lawson. I guess we just took that in the 80s at face value. Oh, you say you're so-and-so. Okay, yeah, absolutely. I believe you're 100% who you say you are. Just in this day and age, when you go into the bank, they ask for your debit card and they ask for ID. Or usually just your card, depending on where you're going, which bank you go to. But a lot of times, no, you have to have your ID because they need to know. I mean, for all they know, you just found this credit card or this debit card and you're taking it into the bank to take money out. No, they need to know that that person that handed them the card matches the name via, yeah, they need proof. But, and he's like, yeah, and then she says that she can't really do shit about it because it's on the computer. It's like, once it's on the computer, it's out of my hands. I don't know what the fuck. I'm surprised she didn't say, well, I don't know who put this information in here. Because, like, it's incorrect. I'm very much alive. As he, like, pulls her glasses off her face and starts, like, like, prune, like, hey, I'm a living, breathing human being standing in front of you. Puts her glasses back on her face upside down. So she hands him a couple forms, like, hey, just come to see your doctor. He'll sign off on it. And then I'll issue a credit card to your loved one since you're deceased. It's like, dude, you clearly drove there, right? You have your wallet on you. Give her your damn driver's license. You say, hey, whoever put this in the computer, you need to take that out of there. Because it's like, come on. I mean, does he have to call, like, a 1-800 number, like, hey, like, oh, we can't handle it here, call this number, talk to somebody. It just sounds like a lot of red tape that you would have to. And at some point, it feels like, I swear, if their electricity doesn't start shutting off and other shit like that start to, like, oh, well, everything's in your husband's name, so everything's going to get shut off because he's now dead. All right, let's find out how this goes with Jamie and Vicky in this Christmas seed tree bullshit. I'm just like, really? No one's buying Christmas tree seeds after Christmas. No one gives a rat's ass about Christmas in January or February or March. No, they're thinking about spring. They're thinking about summer plans. They're thinking about spring break. They are not thinking about fucking Christmas tree seeds. Dude, you get rich quick schemes? Jamie, please. This is as bad as when you're trying to be a damn magician. Find something else. Paper route, mowing lawn, shit like that. That shit's legit. And they're in California, so it's not like he's gonna be shoveling sidewalks or driveways. Oh, man.
I can't believe those neighbors sticking a dog on Santa Claus.
Oh, shit.
I'm so mad. Next time, do what your mother said. Turn the other cheek.
Ew.
Well, there's sure a lot of room for business to get better. We've only unloaded one package of seeds. Hi, guys. We saw you come in. What happened to the seat of your pants? Oh, a dog chased me. Caught you. How are your Christmas tree seeds selling? Oh, great. Business is booming. Couldn't be better. We have to fight the customers off. Right, Vicky? We've only unloaded one package of seeds. You can go into the house, big mouth. Ho, ho, ho! I'm sorry about your business, Jamie. Is there anything I can do to help? To help? How about becoming my partner? Your partner? Oh, I like that. Great, then it's a deal. Shake. Now that we're partners, you buy me out. I've got a better idea. I'll sit on your lap, Santa, and tell you what I want for Christmas.
Ew!
Get off, Harriet. All I want is to be Santa's little helper. I don't need a little helper. I'll do anything. You can paint my nose red and put me at the front of your sleigh. Hi, Harriet.
I mean, of course, again, no one's buying Christmas tree seeds in January, so, and the fact that a neighbor even sicked their dog on Jamie, like, get the hell out of here. I mean, that's a kid, for crap's sake. Ugh. They only sold one packet. I thought it was like, yeah, they sold one packet to Ted and Joan, but no, the neighbors aren't buying. And I'm surprised people are like, why in the heck, why are you dressed like Santa? It's January. So, even if he were doing this in, like, after Thanksgiving, people are like, we got our trees, okay? We don't need Christmas tree seeds, thank you much. Jamie, be smarter than this. He must be, there's got to be an inkling smarter than what he's being right now. Harriet comes in, asks how it's going, and he's like, oh yeah, hey, you want to be my partner? Good, you can buy me out. Because he's sitting down because the neighbor's dog, like, basically chewed his Santa pants. So Harriet sits on his lap. I'm like, okay, this is supposed to be a sitcom. This is getting a little too risque. Like, girl, chill out. This is, yeah. All right, so now we're getting back to the house. Joan is, I'm guessing, trying to figure out their bills. Or either that, or it looks like she's taking notes for her next substitute teaching class. Because she's like, oh, do you get the whole credit card situation taken care of? Yeah, he's pissed. He's pissed. It's like, I want to know if anything else went on that we didn't see. I assume he would have taken those papers to the doctor, because the lady said all he had to have was a doctor sign off on it. Sign off on what? That it's saying proof of life, that he's alive, that he's living and breathing, that he's not dead?
Hello, honey. Oh, did you get our credit card straightened out?
It's not our credit that's dead. It's me.
Well, for some reason, everybody thinks that Ted Lawson is dead, deceased, toes up, pushing up daisies.
Why would they think that?
I don't know. Somehow it got into their computer, and they've notified all of our creditors. I've been on the phone all day trying to convince anyone that'll listen that I'm alive.
Honey, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, isn't it? I mean, last night you slept with a dead man.
I know, but it's not the first time.
This is no time to make jokes, John.
Who's joking? I get it.
Excuse me, do I have the right house? Are you Mrs. Ted Lawson?
Yes.
I have a special delivery letter. Sign here, please.
Okay.
Let me guess, they're losing their house?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hmm. Who's it from?
It's our insurance company. Oh, no.
Don't tell me. I know. They canceled our policy.
No, it's a check for $100,000.
Holy shit.
It just paid off on your life insurance.
Well, that's great. I'll be the first guy to take it with him.
Honey, we can't keep this. It would be dishonest.
Yeah, you're right. But it is so frustrating. I mean, I can't prove that I'm alive while I'm alive. I mean, what do I have to do? Be dead to prove that I'm alive?
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Wait a minute. Maybe it does make sense. And maybe you can help me straighten this out.
I guess he's been on the phone. I get it why the company is just because I'm like, no, I'm not dead, I'm alive. It's like they're going based on hearsay. You don't have any proof to say prove that you're alive. What, show them your ID? I thought he was going to get a medical doctor to sign off saying that he is alive so that way he can take that and send it to... The fact that, I mean, as soon as that was put in the bank, I mean, that was fast. She got a check for a $100,000 life insurance policy for Ted? Holy crap. But then again, yeah, it's like, no, you're not going to want to cash that. You're going to want to send that back because I would, unless they start a whole new policy, I don't know. I'm just like, I really thought like it was going to go even more extreme. Like, they're, oh my gosh, you're going to lose their house. The electricity's going to go off, you know, shit like that. I mean, it seems like... Those left behind are the ones that have to go and make the calls and saying, start canceling, you know, certain services and everything. Like, I am the executor of this person's estate or their will or something. I have to start shutting off, you know, services, electricity, this, that, and the other. And you have to have a death certificate to prove that the person that you're calling about is no longer alive, that you are responsible for... there's just so much stuff that has to be done and all the loose ends that had to be tied up. So, yeah, and then he also makes a joke about, like, last night you were sleeping with a dead person, and Joan says, yeah, it wouldn't be the first time, as in, you couldn't get hard last night. Wouldn't be the first time. okay, so basically, I guess they're going to have a funeral for him? Who the fuck are all these people? And again, this is Edie McClurg's final episode. Like, alright. It's almost like she was there to show face and she's like, but, done. Okay, where's my check? Bye. I'm going back to Step by Step. Speaking of Step by Step, it is now, feels like it's a trend that stars from TV shows that, like, we all grew up with, like, in the 80s and 90s, are coming back with rewatch podcasts. Now it's not just Boy Meets World, Full House, Step by Step, I think it was like, what, Dana and the girl who played Al, Christine, like, Larkin or something like that? Like, they created a rewatch podcast. I think Beverly Hills 90210, Tori Spelling, Jenny Garth, they created one. There's so many. I guess also The Office was another one, which I... never really got in the office. I'd like to give that another try again. But anyway, let's get to this funeral and see. Because there's 6 minutes left, guys, to this episode. We gotta wrap it up. We gotta find out what's gonna happen in these short 6 minutes left of this episode. How much you want to bet Brandon and... How much call Brandon and Betty? Brandon and Bonnie are gonna be like practically like at least the second row, because you know the first row is reserved. They would have had to have told Jamie and Vicky about this as well. Like, okay, kids, we're all gonna act like your father's dead, so we can prove to everyone that he's actually alive. Who are all these damn people as co-workers? Okay, what the hell? The lady from the bank is there?
You'd be the same way if it was me instead of Chad.
No, I'd pop champagne or put on a silly hat. Thank you all for coming. It was dear Ted's wish that this be a small private ceremony with just family, friends, and creditors present.
Credits.
Which seems only fitting since we're going to pay for all of this with a credit card. There will be no eulogy. And it was Ted's only wish that each of you pass by the casket and pay your last respects. So if you would please do that, you'll make a dead man very happy. You wouldn't listen to me. I told you you were dead.
Bitch, shut up.
Hi. Oh, you poor dear. There's something I never told you. I always had the wee bittest crush on you.
Ew.
You were always so much cuter than Brandon. But even now you look better than he does.
I gotta be truthful, pal. I'm real sorry this happened, but I never liked you all that much.
What an asshole!
You're always smarter than me. Except once. You remember that power saw you loaned me? It wasn't stolen from my garage. I kept it.
Thanks for telling.
That's okay.
He is very much alive.
Of course I'm alive, but I had to pretend to be dead to convince some of you.
Well, what else could we think? It was in the computer.
You know, that's the kind of thinking that built the Titanic.
Really?
Computers are here to help us, not to replace our brains.
And now that you're all convinced, will you please straighten out our credits?
And thank you for coming to my late husband's funeral.
Well, I guess it's a happy ending. Welcome back, pal.
Yeah.
For everybody except Mr. Grassi.
Who's Mr. Grassi?
To my dry cleaner. I promised I'd fix him up with Joan.
Ew.
Thanks a lot, pal.
Well, let's go, Bonnie. The party's over.
Well, all's well that ends well.
No, it isn't. Now I have to give him back his power saw.
Those things I said to you when I thought you were dead? Well, now that you're alive, don't try to take advantage of me.
Boy, Bonnie, I'll try, but it's going to be a real struggle to keep my hands off you.
Is it all over?
Boy, I hope so.
Well, it just goes to show you, it's easier to come back from the dead than to get out of a computer.
Yeah.
I wonder how it got into the computer in the first place. I put it in.
Duh.
Vicky, you did? Why?
You said you were dead.
I didn't mean it that way, and you should have known better. Now go to your cabinet.
Gee! I need to get that insurance man his check back for $100,000.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll drop it by in the morning, honey. Boy, that's going to be a real stab in the heart.
I got to say one thing for them. They sure paid off in a hurry.
Yeah, really.
They sure did.
I hope they pay off that fast when you really go.
Probably not. So for a even for a fake funeral, it's just Joan was not that broken up. It's like her husband supposedly just died. You think you'd be like inconsolable, but nah. And then she has everyone pass by the casket because she lifts the top of it up, and then Brandon gets up. No, the creditor lady is like, that's weird. Like, hey, you want to come to my husband's funeral? Who you just spoke to yesterday. So she's like, I told you you were dead, but you wouldn't, And the family, she makes an excuse like, oh, it's like in the computer, there's nothing we can do. It's like, bull. And then Brandon gets up there and says, oh, I never liked you, you're smarter than me, except for that one time when you thought you bought your power saw was stolen, but I actually kept it. And then Bonnie admits that she had a crush on him. It's like, saying how he's more handsome than Brandon, which, I mean, sure, wrong there. Brandon's like a fucking toad. Bonnie, much better. Anyway, yeah. No, Bonnie goes up first, and then Brandon, and then that's when Ted is like, don't mention it. And then he sits up like, yeah, I had to do this to prove to you all that I am very much alive. Not like, but then the creditor lady's all like, it's in the computer. There's nothing I can do. It's like, no, you can, seriously, I don't know. But then she, you know, they send everyone on their way and whatnot like that, so. Vicky admits that she was the one that entered that information because she was like, you said you were dead. And Ted's like, well, I didn't mean it that way. You should have known better. It's like, this show is built on misunderstandings. Every single episode. If she actually didn't misunderstand, we really wouldn't have a show. They'd have to build it around some other way. So then, if that's the case, then all he's got to do is pull that damn computer out and, like, correct the information then. If it's coming through on his fucking end. Well, yeah, and Joan mentions like that, oh, we got to give that check back for 100,000. And she's like, gosh, I hope when you actually do die that they come through as fast as they did. It's like, I don't know really how that works. Honestly, I really, really don't. I think it would be like a lot of loose ends you'd have to tie up and prove and all of this and that and the other before they hand off that check to you. Like, we want to make sure. Because what are you going to do after you get the check? Like, hey, let's put out another don't think that's how that goes. All right, so that's the episode. I thought it was It was okay. I mean, it was Edie McClurg's last episode. She was only in, like, two scenes, which is fine. We don't have to deal with Bonnie anymore, but we still have to... Harriet, I can deal with her. I can deal with her. Brandon, the fact that we get him still, I just wish that family would have just moved the fuck away. Honestly. But, alright, so, being that this episode is going out in March, I didn't get it to it in February, we'll be doing another episode for the March episode, and that'll be closer to the end of the month, and that is going to be Bye Bye Brindles. Hey, speak of the devil, how about that? Season 3, episode 15, The Lawsons Plot to Convince the Brindles to Move. Which, again, Bonnie's not in this episode, because she is now on the show Step by Step. Alright, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Again, it's on... Actually, no, now that I think about it, let's jump and see what, if there are any YouTube comments on the episode. So I'm trying to find comments on here that actually are about the episode. This episode was before credit scores were created. Computers are so wacky. Oh, yeah, Married with Children humor. I'm not really seeing too many about the episode in particular. Yes, here we go. Okay, I found another video. Guys, here we go. Dang, the Lawsons paid their bills online 20 years ago, 20 years before everyone else did. Honestly, this is, I would say it's gotta be like 30s plus years ago. Let's see. Did you hear the doorbell? LOL, it sounds drunk. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I wanted to find some comments in relation to something in regards to what the episode was about. So yeah, all right. Again, like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and I'll be back later this month with Bye Bye Brindles. Although not really, because they're still fucking there. Ugh! Okay, bye bye.